We have the best of the best on tonight, Frank.
Yeah.
You know, I've been excited all week since Elizabeth told me that she would do this for us. Many of you heard Elizabeth Gardner at the Alliance event. Many of you, when we had the surveys turned in, many of you,
most of you,
a large majority of you, chose her as your top training at the event. And it's certainly understandable because she brings passion and integrity and just her heart to everything that she does.
Absolutely. She can flat get on your case.
Yes, she can. And I want to give some of you don't know Ms. Gardner. Now, we've known Elizabeth Gardner and John Gardner, gosh, since our kid.
14
her
years.
Kid, you heard since her daughter was
no,
a baby.
No, 20 years. We've known her 20
yeah,
years.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, just dearest friend. And I want you to know a little bit about her because she doesn't just do Legal Shield. You know, like most of us, they have other things going on, and too, and that's just another evidence that you can do this business in a big way and also do other things and make this the driving force to be able to do the other things, to generate that income, to go do some things that you want to do. Well, in her early career, she was an interior designer, and she won many awards for that. And if you've been in my house, you've seen my kitchen and my guest bedroom that she designed. And, yes, I think they deserve awards myself. I'll give you an award for these, Elizabeth, for sure. And when she also has been really very effective in the world of marketing. When she took over the marketing of her husband's
law firms. Yeah.
It wasn't six then. It developed into six law firms, and she won the American Bar Association's award for the most dignified legal marketing in America. I mean, that's huge.
Ethics and all that.
Yeah, the whole works. And she's an author. She's an incredible writer. She's co-authored Bound in the Bible, Living at the Summit, and she might as well have written the whole book, Chicken Soup for the Entrepreneurial Soul.
Now, wait a minute. No,
she's about. She had a lot to do with it, I'll tell you that. You know, and yeah, all right, Frank, behave. All right. And then she's even developed a TV show that ran for 5 years, Designing a Life That Works, that she and John put together. And just never ending. She's always into something, always developing, visionary, just she is the diva of personal development.
I think she's going to do more now because Peyton's away at college.
Yep, her daughter just went to college this year, so she's freeing up her time. And she's
looks a lot more productive to me, you know.
Probably, I'm sure.
Got rid of one of the kids.
Washing less clothes, I know that for sure. And, you know, she's in the world of Legal Shield. She and John have earned the Platinum 2 jacket, which is a very, very big honor. They've been recognized at the $300,000 a year income level, and certainly they've been Millionaire Club members many times over.
Well, they've been way over $300,000 too. It's $300,000 to $500,000. They got closer to five.
Yeah. So anyway, Elizabeth, thank you so much. It's been a while since you've been on one of our calls, and we are excited that you were on the call. So everybody, get your notepads out, open your journals, get ready.
What's her subject
take
tonight?
Take notes.
Do you know?
I know.
I do too. Elizabeth, are you there?
You think you do.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, I told y'all she'll mess you up.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about what y'all asked me to talk about. So I really appreciate y'all asking me to be on the call tonight. I always love being on the call and talking to everybody and really talking about, you know, how valuable the business is and what you can really do with it and how to do what you want to do with it. You know, a lot of times people have an idea that they want to participate in the business and they know what they want the business to do for them, but sometimes it gets a little muddled when you start looking at how do I make the business do that for me. And so, you know, I want to address a little bit of that tonight, but of course it did all start many, many years ago, as Frank and Teresa alluded to. When John and I signed an associate agreement, just like everybody on this phone did, we came in at the associate level just like everybody else. And at the time, we were running six law offices and working 90 hours a week, had four kids. And so we understand what it is trying to figure out how to do this business while you're doing a lot of other things. And if you don't have a few key elements to make it all work, you can really make yourself crazy. And so, you know, I really want to try to give y'all some ideas tonight on how to get yourself focused, on what's important in this business, but in life in general, what's important, and really how to produce that. And first of all, you know, I would say, like everyone does, you got to know why you're in it. I mean, obviously, when John and I became associates, it was we wanted to replace our earned income, meaning the income we got up every day and went to six law offices and earned ourselves, along with our 50 employees, and turn that into an override, more passive income that was available with Legal Shield. And so we had big goals. And to have big goals, you've got to have huge activity. But you got to have the right kind of activity. And so, you know, when John and I got started, there was no business briefing in Darlington, South Carolina, a town of 6,000 people. You know, there wasn't a business briefing here. And so what we had to do is we had to, you know, get up and go to take our kids to school at 7:30 in the morning, go to the law office, get all six offices up and running. We had conference calls with all of our staff over all the offices every morning, get them all up and running. And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we would get in the car, go pick up our guests, and drive to Charleston, South Carolina, 2.5 hours away with our guests in the car to take them to the business briefing. And so why would we do that? Well, because we know getting guests to the briefing is one of the few ways that you actually make money in this business. There are many, many, many things that we do in this business that are participating in our business. There are very few things that we do in this business that build our business, that build our income, that build our paycheck. And we realized very early on that getting people to a business briefing was one of the key components. And so you can imagine having to convince somebody, number one, to take off work themselves at 4 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, but then telling them you've got to drive 2.5 hours to Charleston, you're going to sit through an hour-long presentation, and Frank, I'm sorry, but at the time you weren't doing real well at getting it to an hour, so usually the presentation would be a little over an hour. And then, of course, we wanted to go out to dinner with everybody so that we could build the relationships with the people. Of course, our guests were there with us, and then after that was over, we would drive 2.5 hours back home. And so we would get back home at midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then, of course, have to get up and go to work the next day. And so we did that week in and week out. I think we did that for 3 or 4 months straight before we had enough people in our local marketplace that we could really start a business briefing here and had enough people to support it. But, you know, that was, you know, we were clear. The taking guests to the business briefing and being at that business briefing was critical. And so we did that consistently when we began our business. But one of the things that I really want to focus everyone on is something that many of you have probably heard me talk about before. If you have, I want you to listen with fresh ears tonight, because if you remember my topic in Myrtle Beach, it was applied knowledge. Sometimes we know things, sometimes we know them so well, we just don't apply them. And so I really am trying to get people to move from actual knowledge to applied knowledge, actually using what you know to build your business. And one of the things that, one of the key components of that is something called the Pareto Principle. And the Pareto Principle is essentially the old 80-20 rule. I don't know how many of y'all are familiar with that. But what it says is that 80% of your results are going to come from 20% of your activities. And the 80-20 principle holds true across the board. I mean, 80% of the crime is going to be done by 20% of the people. 80% of our health care is going to be consumed by 20% of the population. But I want to make this personal to you. I want you to think about it. 20% of what you do every day is creating 80% of your results. Now, what that means is in your relationship, think about your relationships that you have. 20% of what you do is creating 80% of your happiness. 20% of what you do in this business is creating 80% of your income. And so if you think about that, 20% of what you eat is creating 80% of your health. And so if you think about that in every area of your life, you really can dramatically change everything that you do on a daily basis. You can remove yourself from the chaos and move yourself into creating the life that you want to live. And so when you look at our business in particular, think about it this way. I think sometimes this is what wakes people up. It means 80% of what you're doing is only creating 20% of your income. And so here's my question. Sometimes we look at ourselves and go, why is that guy making so much more money than I am? I'm working as hard as he is. I'm putting in as much time as he is. Why is it? Well, here's my question. If you're focused on the 80% of things that create 20% of your income, and he's focused on the 20% of things that create 80% of his income, can you ever catch him? The answer is no. You'll never catch him because you're only generating 20% of a dollar while he's creating 80% of a dollar. And he is doing that, he or she, is doing that consistently. So if you don't change the pattern of your behavior, your result will never change. And so it is, you know, it is that absolute focus that, you know, I'm gonna invest, I'm going to focus in my relationships. I'm going to focus on that 20% of activities that create 80% of my happiness. I'm going to focus on the 20% of activities in my business that create 80% of my income. And so the more you do that, as you can imagine, the more you make and the more effective you become and the more that list refines itself down further and further and further until you get to a point where everything you're doing, because what happens is then you start sorting out, because you've made a conscious decision and you've really looked at the reality of this is what is important. This is what's important to my life. This is what's important to my income. This is what's important to my health. This is what's important in my spiritual life. And all that other stuff can start falling away and becoming put where it belongs, which is on the back burner. What we do as human beings, not you in particular, everybody's circumstance is different, but what we generally do as human beings is we address the busy work. We address all the stuff we have to do first, and then if there's enough time left over, we'll do what's important. And so we've got to stop going through the motions and reorder our lives till it gets important. And so one of the questions I always ask people is, if I continue to do what I'm doing right now, will my bank account grow? So you can apply that to this business. You can apply that to your job. You can apply that to, you know, what you do at home. It's like, you know, if I continue to do this activity over and over again, is my relationship going to improve or is it going to get worse? I tell the story of taking my daughter to school every year. And it's like, you know, when I get in the car with her before she left for college and before she could drive and have her own car, you know, when I got in the car with her, I'm not going to talk on the phone, because that was one of the key points of me having an incredible relationship with her, is that uninterrupted time that from the time she got in the car that morning until I dropped her off at school. Look around in the lines in the morning. You'll see all the parents on the phones. They're ignoring their children. They've got all this critical time with them, and they're ignoring them, and they're wondering why the relationship is breaking down. And my thing is, you know, it's just by conscious choices and then implementing those choices that makes all the difference in the world. And so with our business, what are those things? What is it that you do on a daily basis that is generating 80% of your income? Well, we do most of them when we get started. If we get started right, what do? We make our list and we have a PBR. And so when you have a PBR, what have you done? You've invited all of these people to come over and look at the business. And so if you continue to do that, simple question, if you continue to do that over and over again, would your bank account grow? Well, of course your bank account will grow. Well, here's my question. If, you know, are you going to the business briefing every week? We all know that to be successful in this business, you have to go to the business briefing. It's like to be successful at work, you have to show up at work. Now, I don't care if you work out of your home or if you work in an office. If you do not show up at work, you are not going to succeed. But does success look like showing up at work? it might get you a paycheck today, but is it going to showing up, is just showing up going to pay off in the long term? If you just show up at work every day and that's all you did, just show up, are you gonna get where you want to go long term? No, you have to do something once you show up. Well, at a business briefing, what that looks like is you've got to bring a guest to that business briefing. You've got to teach your team to bring guests to the business briefing. The guests, the people who have guests at the business briefing are participating in a 20% activity. They are focused on the 20% activity that's going to yield 80% of their results. The person who shows up without a guest, number one, they are doing the right thing. But I don't want you to be confused into thinking you're participating in the 20% of activities. Because if you consistently should just show up, ultimately you will send the signal to your team, oh, I just need to show up. Well, you know, this week the other team members on your team might have guests. The next week they might have guests. But ultimately they will become and start doing what you're doing, which is ultimately nobody will have guests. And which means, you know, you are participating in, it's like I talked about earlier, you're just participating in the busy work. Being on this conference call tonight, you know, if you're on this call, that's awesome. But here's what I don't want you to lull yourself into the thinking of, that I can get on the conference call, that I can go to the business briefing, that I can organize my files, that I can call in and listen to the leadership call, and that is going to grow your income. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not going to grow your income. Those are things you must do when you're participating in this business. But those are not the things that will generate your income. What generates your income is the activities that when you ask yourself the question, if I continue to do this over and over again, will my bank account grow? Now here's the next big key. I want everybody to get this. You have to do the 20% activities first. Yes, we go to business briefings. Yes, we get on conference calls. Yes, you know, we go out prospecting. Yes, we organize our files. Yes, we call home office. Yes, we listen to leadership calls. Of course we do all those things. But here's the point. Your first hour of your Legal Shield day, the first hour of your Legal Shield day, some of you, that's first thing in the morning. Some of you, that's right when you get off work at night. But here's the thing. Everybody's got to identify what is that first hour that I am working my Legal Shield business. When is that? And here's what you've got to do first. You've got to do the 20% activities. It is follow-up calls. If you continue to do follow-up calls over and over and over again, your bank account will grow. It is prospecting calls. If you continue to do prospecting calls, ultimately your bank account will grow. If you're doing PBRs, your bank account's going to grow. If you're taking guests to business briefings, your bank account will grow. If you're taking guests to luncheons, your bank account's going to grow. Those are the activities, and there are very few of them that will make this business work for you. If you get caught up in the busy work, if you get caught up in going to meetings where the Legal Shield opportunity isn't presented, that it is just about, you know, meeting friends and hanging out and that kind of stuff, and, you know, I'm going to talk to them about Legal Shield one day, that's awesome. That is a great thing to do. Just don't be confused and think I'm doing the 20% of activities that are going to create 80% of my income. You're not doing that. You're in the 80% of activities that's going to generate 20% of your income. So what do you have to do if you want your bank account to grow? You've got to switch that. You've got to take those key activities and do those first. Now here's what I don't want you to hear, okay? I don't want you to hear me think that I said that, you know, it's not, if I don't have a guest, I don't have to go to a business briefing. If I don't have a guest, I don't have to go to a luncheon. I don't have to get on a conference call. I don't have to do personal development. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the fundamentals of this business that hold it together, that will ultimately determine how far you go in this business. You know, are you close to the fire or are you far away? And like the book you're reading, if you don't learn what's in that book and apply it to your life, then you will never become the person who, you know, we have to become the person who can earn $100,000 a year. Otherwise, we might earn the $100,000, but it'll go away. because we didn't become the person with the leadership skills and the philosophies and the communication skills that will hold that kind of income. You've got to become the person who can earn $250,000 a year. You've got to become the leader who can build a team to a half a million. You've got to become the person who can build the team to $1 million. So those are not the things you set aside. Those are the things that they are key fundamentals to this business. But coming out of the gate, you have got to, on your first work hour of the day. Now, what I said is, if those of y'all who were in Myrtle Beach, what you heard John talk about is his routine of getting up at 5 o'clock every morning, where he drinks a glass of water, he goes through his checklist, he sits down and reads all of his personal development, he reads his Bible every morning, he goes and he exercises, and then his first work hour of the day. So understand, he's already done his personal development, he's done his spiritual work, he's done his exercise. His first work hour of the day that starts about 7:30, so his first business hour of the day from 7:30 to 8:30 is all high payoff activities. So that's what you've got to shift. You've got to think, I've got to shift this to my benefit. And it all comes back to, what are you trying to accomplish in life? The clearer you are on what you're trying to accomplish in life, the clearer you will be on what activities will get you there, because nobody's going to hide those things from you. What activities, you know, my thing is, if you know where you want to go, ask somebody who's already accomplished that. They will tell you exactly what you need to do to get there. Nobody's hiding any information from you. We are all telling you exactly what you need to do. You know, some of you in this business are in the group business. You know, if you are not out, you know, following up on your old groups, talking to new groups, and in enrollments, and I would add to that, developing people who can do that for you, so you've got yourself in a leveraged position and you are not simply in a very good high-paying job, because group can become just a very good high-paying job, but if you don't go out tomorrow, there's no more money in your income, in your bank account, unless you've recruited somebody and taught them how to do what it is that you do. That's when you've become, that's when you put yourself in that leveraged position. You know, if that's not consistent with your goals here, that's fine, but I would certainly encourage you to look at that, if not now, in the future. That is where you've got to really focus on, what am I trying to accomplish in my life? What am I doing on a daily basis that is either contributing to that or hindering me from getting there? And you've got to clear those things out. And once you do, I will tell you, I can tell you story after story. You know, we were laughing about it at, down in Myrtle Beach, and Fardell talked about a 90-day run. And, you know, it was funny because it was like, you know, nobody wants to hear about that intense focus of activity where all you're doing is high payoff activities consistently for 90 days. And a lot of people don't want to hear that sometimes that's the effort you've got to put in. But I'll tell you, mine and John's story, you know, we had you know, I'm just going to give you the numbers and you take them for whatever you want. We had sort of plateaued our income at that point at about $15,000 a month. We had worked our way as hard as we could get to $15,000 a month, and we had kind of plateaued our income, and we decided to do a 90-day run. Within 90 days, our income had gone from $15,000 a month to $30,000 a month. 90 days later, it was at $45,000 a month. And so that intent, I don't care if your income is at $150 a month or if it's at $1,500 a month or at $2,000 a month, my question is, you know, what are you trying to accomplish with this business that parlays into everything else you're trying to accomplish in your life? Because this is a one piece of the puzzle. Legal Shield isn't anybody's life. Legal Shield is part of the picture. And so when it becomes part of what you're trying to accomplish, you can get very clear on why you're going to do what you're going to do tomorrow. Because sometimes getting up thinking about, I've got to go talk to another person, isn't exciting. But when it's tied to what it gets you in the end, it's very easy to get out of the bed and go talk to somebody tomorrow. And so you've got to get very clear on what is it you're trying to accomplish in your life. What are you going to cut out that is already unnecessary and simply consuming your time, and it is only generating 20% of your results, when you could take 80% of your time that's only generating 20% of your time, 20% of your results, and then switch that. So think about this, guys. If you work 8 hours on everything, you're going to produce $200. All right? You work 8 hours on everything, you're going to produce $200. I can work 2 hours on the right things and produce $800. Why would you not do that? Why would you spend 8 hours of your life on things that aren't going to matter in the big picture? Because if you're clear, it sorts itself out. Those activities, you start becoming keenly aware, this is simply not a valuable task for me to be involved in. Or you organize it to where it takes its proper place, which is, if I have time at the end of the day, I will do that then. Not, I'm going to do that first when I get out of the bed. No, when I get out of the bed, I'm going to do the important things first. This is the business concept of pay yourself first, where they always say, you know, take the money, and most people live their life going, if there's any left. Well, if you've ever lived that, you know there's never any left. Well, you've got to change something. So if you can't change saving the money at the end, what you can do is change and start investing the time in the beginning, because this business will pay you if you work it correctly. Your lifestyle will change. Your attitude will change. Your outlook will change. It will deliver everything that you've wanted it to deliver if you simply give it the time and attention and the proper activity it deserves. Frank and Teresa, I'll turn it back over to you.
Unbelievable. I mean, that was dynamic.
That was phenomenal. Brought back a lot of memories, too, those 90-day runs and all of that. So I know one time, Elizabeth, you did this training, and you had a long list of items that we do in the business, activities that we do.
Yep.
And that are part of that
20%. I wish I had those in front of me, because sometimes people really do get confused as to which activities are money-making and which activities are actually participating.
Well, you can nail it down to a couple of things and see if I'm right about this, Elizabeth. You've got to have that legal shield story told by either you, yourself, a tool, or an event. And if the story's not being told by you, another associate, a tool, or event, you're really not doing the business. Is that correct?
Well, yes, I agree with that. But Frank, you know as well as I do that if you get into the habit of, well, my associate is out there doing it today, until you get where you want to be in this business, that is a deadly philosophy. And I know you would agree with me on that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that every morning I ask myself, how many times a day am I going to tell a story? How many times a day is another associate going to tell a story? How many times is a tool going to tell a story or an event going to tell a story? And if I can figure that out, then I can figure out how fast my business is going to grow. But the main thing
Absolutely.
Is grown to exposures a day, and then have activities that your associates are doing it and handing out tools, and you got enough events going on. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. And so you've got, and those are the things you're looking at. Okay, PBRs. How many PBRs are on my team today? If there's a business briefing in the area, I'm going, I'm taking a guest. How many people on my team are going with guests? If there's a luncheon in the area, I'm going with a guest. How many people on my team are going with a guest? See, it's only when we get caught up in attending the events and going through all the activity. You know, my thing is there's production and there's activity. Now, we call prospecting and all that, we call that activity, but I'm talking about productivity versus activity. So, you know, it's PBRs, which is what's happening at a PBR. Someone's getting the complete story of Legal Shield. What's happening at a business briefing? Someone's getting the story of Legal Shield. What's happening when you get people on a sizzle call? Somebody's getting the story of Legal Shield. When you've got somebody going to a luncheon, somebody's getting, and these are guests, not when you're attending. That's activity. It's productivity when you switch it and you're there and you've got a guest at every one of those events. Follow-up is, you know, I place follow-up higher than prospecting because people will prospect and fail to follow up. John and I are in Frank and Teresa Acoin's organization because a guy from New York sent us a tape. We called him 4 times. Now, John and I think we're at $6 or $7 million now. I don't know how much we've made with Legal Shield at this point, and I don't know how much we've made Frank and Teresa, but plenty. But we would be in a different organization if that guy had returned our phone call. He was a heck of a prospector. He mailed a videotape to an attorney in South Carolina. We returned his call 3 times, couldn't find him. Finally had to call the company and say, this guy will not return our phone call. Who can we talk to? And they gave us, Frank and Teresa's name. And so there is, you know, it's like I put follow-up. I say you should do your follow-up calls before you do more prospecting because you could already have a warm prospect out there that you just haven't called back.
No,
and so you can't do it in lieu of prospecting. You have to keep your pipeline full. But I would say do your follow-up calls first before you prospect because what you can do is prospect, 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 and you never close anybody because you never did the follow-up call. You never invited them on the three-way to get them to the business briefing, to get them to the luncheon, to get them to the PBR, for them to see the presentation to make a decision. So I would say follow-up calls, you know, in order of priority, are more important than prospecting. And so it's just, like I said, it's just a few things. It's guests at business briefings, guests at luncheons, guests at PBRs, or having a PBR for your person, for your new person. My thing is, and if y'all have ever heard John train, you know, doing a one-on-one is crazy. You should never do a one-on-one. You should you should always have someone with you that you're training how to do. So you should do a two-on-one, and that's a sit-down where you're sitting down. Because in the beginning, you've got, you know, the person that brought you into the business is helping you do it. And then later, as you bring people in, you should be helping them do it. And so, there's just 5 or 6 things that you should do first, absolutely positively first, to build your business. And we've had people on our team do this over and over again. Their income has doubled and tripled and quadrupled, and they have worked the business less because they got so much done so quickly because they were focused on all the right activities. And so, you know, this isn't about making this business overwhelming. It's about working this business properly and making it work as part of your life. But, Frank? You have
great, the great point. I love it. I love it. That's one of the best trainings. That's recorded. It's going to be up.
This is recorded, and everybody can listen to the replay this entire week. And Charlotte will archive it on the back office within a week or two. So if you've got team members that didn't get on this call tonight, I highly recommend that you have them listen
to this. Yeah, because they won't hear a better training on 80/20 than that.
I know.
That was really good.
Yeah, phenomenal job, Elizabeth. And we wanted to talk to you about one more thing while we've got you.
Yeah, let me just say that, Elizabeth, you're very aware of this. The whole world's aware of this. I mean, globally, they're aware of this. This weekend is the Super Bowl. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of that.
Do you realize that people are traveling from all over the place to go to the Super Bowl from all around the world? I mean, they want to go see, you know, their teams play and see the pros get at what they're doing. And, I mean, people are spending lots of money to do that and buying wings and beer and pizza and all kinds of stuff. Well, we've got our Super Bowl coming up in April. It is our, you know, there's only one Super Bowl a year. There's only one international convention a year. And it's in Oklahoma, and I just wanted to have you say a word or two about the importance of going to our Super Bowl, the Oklahoma Convention.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the convention is another one of those things that, like I talked about, that if you're involved in this business and you're going to grow your business, you know, if you're clear on what your goals are and this business is a big part of your business, you've got to be at that event. Your team has to be at that event. And you know, because it's one of the critical things. It is the time when you are closest to the fire. You get to see the big picture of the company. It builds your belief. It's like, no, you don't get to build a consistent 5- and 6-figure income without participating in corporate events. I'm sorry, guys. You'll never have enough belief. You'll never have enough influence. You'll never have enough, you know, education if you don't go to our one big event that they just announced. This is the one big event that the corporate is putting on this year. And if you don't go to that one big event, I'm sometimes too direct, but I'm sorry. You're just not serious about building your business. And so you've got to look at your goal and then look at this event and say, if this is a major part of my life, and I cannot imagine that you are on a call on a Wednesday night 10:30 at night, and it is not a major part of your life, I would ask you to reconsider what you're doing. If you are on a call at 10:15 on a Wednesday night, and you are on this call consistently, and you are not registered for that convention, what are you doing? That doesn't compute in my mind. And you've got to be there, and you've got to convince your team to be there. And I've told Teresa this numerous times, you know, a lot of times our teams, and y'all are reading, excuses be gone. So keep reading it, because this is a big one. If you are buying your team's excuse as to why they cannot be at that event, then you are the obstacle in their business, because you are giving them permission to fail. Because if they have told you what their why is and they are not going to the convention, ladies and gentlemen, there isn't a person in Legal Shield who has made significant income and does not go to the convention. That is not a coincidence. You do not get to. So my thing is, you're the dream stealer in this scenario. If you give them permission not to go, accept the label. You are the dream stealer because you have told them that they do not have to participate in a critical component of building their Legal Shield business. And so you've got to accept the fact that you're the obstacle in your own team's business, if you aren't conveying to them the importance of this event. It is absolutely the Super Bowl. It is one a year. It's like John said, can you imagine being a lead AIDS researcher in the world and the top 5, you know, AIDS researchers in the world are going to be in one place and you decide not to go? That would seem ridiculous to you. Well, you know, you're trying to become one of the top 5 in the country, in the world. They're all going to be in one place, and you're not going to go. You would say, well, that's just silly, but yet you'll make the same decision for your own business. You can't make those decisions, guys. You've got to invest that much into your own future. You are worth it. This business will pay off. When you get to Oklahoma, you will see that this business pays off. There is going to be nobody out there that's any more talented, any more deserving than you are, and some of you just have to be there to see that, to be able to believe in it, to come back and do those activities that are going to build that kind of business that you're looking for, to prove it to yourself that you are worth it and that it's going to all work out. But absolutely, Oklahoma is an absolute. It's not a maybe. I'll think about it. You know, it's an absolute. So I agree with you, Frank.
Oh Lord, listen! I just love
great
it.
Great job,
just
love
keep
it.
On rambling. Now, listen. All of us want to be the architect of our own life. We want a marriage that works. We want, you know, a career that's enriched with, you know, our passion and stuff. And we want finances. And when you're the architect of your own life, you want to go someplace where you have the best advisors to, you know, advise you on how to design that life that works. And Oklahoma is a place where we got people who tell you how to design your business so that you can have, you know, 2 or 3 vacation homes. You can have the boat. You can have the car. You can put your kids in college. So, you know, you want to go there. And you know, it's a self-interest thing. It's enlightened.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, my thing is, listen, if you don't want a boat, if you don't want a car, if you don't want a big house, I mean, don't you at least want to buy 40 hours of your week back? I mean, that's my thing. It's kind of like John and I were working 90 hours a week. I just wanted, you know, I had all the toys. I had all that. I mean, I didn't need more of that. I needed my 90 hours a week back. And so, you know, it's like, you know, what can you do with the time that you have sold to somebody else for an unreasonable price? I mean, that's what I say. You know, I don't care how much they're paying you. Your life's worth more than that.
Yeah.
You just
well,
got to figure out. You just got to figure out, you know, if you want a toy, fine. You know, if you want a big house, fine. That's great. This business will do that for you. But, you know, my thing is, if you just can buy the time back, then you can be in charge and start really laying the foundation for your future.
Well, Elizabeth, you've done a great job on here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for having me on.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I love getting you turned on. I think this is good.
I know. Thank you.
Now I'm going to be up all night. Can't go to sleep.
All right, y'all. I know the call's gone long, but we've got to wrap it up with a couple important things.
It was worth it, though. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was worth it. We're going to have Jennifer give everybody some end-of-the-month tips. And before she does that, I want to remind everybody that all the new associates from September 1st forward, when they recruit their first associate, they get a free ticket to Oklahoma, but they have to recruit that first associate in January. That means we've got until tomorrow night, and you need to listen to Jennifer. She's going to tell
Lindsay
you.
Lindsay did that last night.
She did that today.
Today. She did that. She finished it today, yeah.
She finished her. Well, no, she actually recruited somebody earlier this week. That's right.
Right.
But I think it's very important for everybody to understand when the business will count and how long it will count when you're putting it in online tomorrow. For example, you cannot mail anything into home office and get it there by tomorrow night at this point. Everything has to be done online. So, Jennifer, for everybody who needs to get those Players Club Performance Club points in, for everybody who's got goals, Power 20 for this month, Executive for this month, tell everybody how to get that business in the last 24 hours here.
Okay, thank you so much for having me on the call. It's always an honor, and I will be quick. Before I give all this information to everybody, I do want to let you all know that this was emailed to the team 2 days ago, and I also posted it on the Performance Family Facebook page. So I might go a little fast, but you can always refer back to the email or the Facebook page to read through it. So just like Mrs. Acoin said, it is too late to next day air in any applications. They had to be in the home office by tomorrow. So as of now, everything has to go in online. And do remember that the first membership, whether it be the legal plan or the identity theft shield, will generate a counter and a performance club point. Any add-ons do not generate counters or points. So if you're trying to work for a performance club, make sure you've got all that straight. Reinstatements generate a counter and performance club point if the membership has been canceled more than 6 months and they come in with the same plan. For example, if they previously had a Legal Shield membership and they reinstate the Legal Shield membership, it will count. Whether it's a standard or expanded plan, doesn't matter. Reinstatements do not generate a counter and performance club point if it has been less than 6 months and or they get a different plan. For example, if they had a legal plan prior to canceling and now they want to reinstate, but they only want to get the identity theft, that's fine and all, but that will not generate a counter and performance club point. Legal Shield does accept online applications up until midnight central on the last day of the month, which is tomorrow, Thursday, January 31st. A very important note to highlight here would be that reinstatements will not count for the month after 10 p.m. Central. So if you're doing any online reinstatements, they have to be in online before 10 o'clock p.m. Central time. And regarding your Fast Start qualification, sometimes some people's Fast Start qualifications happen to end on the last day of the month, and it gets a little confusing here. But whenever you Fast Start qualify, whenever your date ends, it ends that day at 2 p.m. Central, not at midnight. So don't confuse those. I guess that's about it. Again, go look at your email or check the Performance Facebook page for all that information I just went over.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Jennifer Whitewing. Thank you also to Michael Johnson, right? I mean, and
Paulette Jameson.
Paulette Jameson
did a great job.
Yeah, on everything. And obviously, you know, the Gardner.
Elizabeth did a phenomenal
job. The Gardner team over there. And to each and every one of you, thank you for, you know, dedicating yourself to your family and your future and becoming the architect of your own life and designing something that you want to build instead of something somebody else wants to build. Teresa, I think that's a wrap.
That's a wrap, y'all. Let's go end the month strong. We've got 24 hours, and let's make February the best month ever.
Right, and I'm cranked up. I just had a piece of chocolate cake, and I guess I shouldn't have said that, right?
We really love and appreciate every single one of y'all. Thank you so much for being with us on the call tonight. And next week's call will be just as powerful, if not more. So build for it every week.
Right. And tell your team about the 80-20 and tell them to get on that call and listen to that recording. Thank y'all so much. Frank and Teresa signing off. Good night now.